A Superior Court judge has ruled in favor of the Ketchikan Gateway Borough in its lawsuit against the state of Alaska over the state's education funding mandate. The Borough Assembly talked about Friday's ruling during this week's regular meeting, and Borough Manager Dan Bockhorst calls it a big win for Ketchikan. KRBD's Layla Carey has more.
Superior Court Judge William Carey says boroughs are not required to help pay for public education. In his ruling, he says that the contribution is essentially a tax, earmarked for a special purpose, which violates the state's constitution. This is a big deal for the Ketchikan Gateway Borough, which filed the lawsuit in January after years of talking about whether to take that step. The borough argues that the mandatory local contribution is unfair to organized boroughs and first-class cities because it doesn't apply to smaller communities in unorganized boroughs. Ketchikan Borough Manager Dan Bockhorst has led the charge on this issue. Considering the efforts he's put into it, his announcement of the court ruling was calm. He simply noted that the judge ruled in the borough's favor but didn't grant the borough's request for a refund of this year's local contribution to schools. Despite that small loss,
The major principal involved in that case, the borough was successful on that issue.
Later, Assemblymember Glenn Thompson chided Bockhorst for his presentation.
Mr. Bockhorst has to be the most subdued person I've ever met when he announces that this landmark decision of the Superior Court in favor of the borough.
We got to have some fist bumps going on here.
You know, you should stand up, take a bow, you know, do a jig, do something rather than just calmly report that, yeah, we won.
Thompson noted that the added cost to the state that could result from this ruling is nothing compared to the projected drop in oil tax revenue.
Putting it in perspective, though, with the 30% drop in revenue at the state level, which I think equates to around $3 billion, the $300,000 problem we've handed them with the unconstitutionality of the required local contribution is merely a drop in the bucket. So it'll just get lost in the trees. It shouldn't be that big of a problem for them.
The State Department of Education's budget for the 2013-2014 academic year was $1.4 billion, and $222 million of that came from the required local contributions provided by the boroughs and first-class cities. How the state will respond to Judge Carey's ruling is up in the air. Lawyers representing the state government are evaluating the decision and any options available. What newly elected Governor Bill Walker might do also is unknown. During an October campaign stop in Ketchikan, though, he told KRBD that he understands the borough's frustration.
And there's some technical issues in that litigation. I think that they've got some good points about as far as dedication of revenues and those kinds of things.
Walker said the problem stems from the state pushing obligations onto local governments, and he would open lines of communication in hopes of resolving those disagreements. In the meantime, Borough Manager Bockhorst says he will confer with the borough's attorneys regarding what's next and will place an executive session on the Assembly's next meeting agenda to talk about strategies. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.